And this is Chris.
And this is Kyle.
And you're listening to The Computer Show, your source for the latest in gaming and technology news. On today's pixelated episode 196 of That Computer Show, we've got some Minecraft news for all you gamers out there.
Yay!
Yay, Minecraft 1.1. And if you don't know what Minecraft is, listen up so that you can look cool.
I heard something interesting about Minecraft, actually.
Did you?
Regarding some other news we're talking about later in the show. So when we bring that up, I'll share.
Super cool. And news of another game from Mojang. What is it?
Scrolls.
No, another game.
Oh.
Yep, find out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, here later on. I've also got some super sexy 3D printer news for all of you as well. What's a 3D printer? If you don't know, guess where you can find out.
And you don't need glasses for it.
Yeah, you have to. That's exactly. Well,
Google?
Okay. Yep. What?
Google.
Google what?
You can find out what a 3D printer is.
No, you find out from us, That Computer Show.
Yeah, okay, cool.
And for all you stargazers up there, don't get all henny-penny when you hear the latest news. More space junk set to land on our heads today.
Cool. Yeah. Yay! Wait.
Yeah, and the One Laptop Per Child Initiative gets back in the game space with some tablets. All that and more, including your call-ins at 803-742-1230. So let's get to it. That Computer Show starts now. I didn't mean like, wow. Thanks, Kyle. That is probably the love potion that Kyle took earlier taking effect, ladies and gentlemen. So much caffeine. Okay, so we're going to start today's news with a little bit of video game news. Minecraft is a video game that's been in development for a couple of years. It hit release a few months ago. What's cool about Minecraft? Well, what is cool about Minecraft?
You got squares, and you break them, and you put them places.
There's a lot that's cool about Minecraft. The fact that you can build your own world and you can chop down trees or just, you know,
yeah,
you can be a lumberjack.
It's a sandbox-style game. For those of you who aren't super familiar with gaming,
Zombie Hunter.
Basically, it's this super pixelated, blocky world. You get
Legos.
It's kind of like Legos, yeah. You have wood blocks, and you have dirt blocks, and stone blocks, and diamond blocks.
You don't just have wood blocks. You have cedar and pine.
There's lava. And basically, you have to build your own shelter, because when night comes, there comes the monsters and the zombies and the spiders and creepers that blow up your stuff. And super fun game. Minecraft.net? Is the website?
Yes.
Yep.
So go to Minecraft.net to find out more. But what's cool is Minecraft 1.1 just came out, and they've added some cool new features. You can now enchant bows.
You can
give magical effects to not just your pickaxe or your shovel or your sword.
Screw Star Wars.
Do we know if they're the same as the other
enchantments? I don't know what the specific enchants are. I haven't had a chance to play it yet.
Flaming arrows.
That would be sweet.
And there's also some additional stuff that I can't remember right now. For creative mode, you can spawn a flat world, which basically is a completely flat world to make it easy to build stuff. Because, you know, you spend a whole lot of time leveling a space out.
Yeah.
They added in languages. Spawn eggs. Basically, if you can gather and throw an egg that will pop out not a chicken, but like a pig or a sheep.
Spawn eggs? Yeah, what do they look like, I wonder?
The one I saw was like a red and white spotted egg. Super fun game, though. If you haven't played Minecraft, you really should take a look at it. Go to Minecraft.net to find out more. And one of the reasons we're really behind Minecraft is the guy that wrote this. Basically, he was like, hey, I want to write a video game. And he put it out on the internet and was like, hey, this game is totally not finished. But if you want to give me 10 or 15 bucks, when the game is finished, you get the full version.
Do you want to know how much money's Mojang made?
How much? A lot.
Try like $58 million of the dollars.
$58 million
before the game was
launched.
How awesome the game was that we decided we would give him $58 million.
They have 15 of my dollars in that $58 million.
They have probably 30 of mine because I got my dollar.
It actually came out to be 15 euros, so it came out to be like $17 USD.
Yeah.
At the time that I clicked PayPal.
Well, there's a new game out. Well, it's not out. It's an alpha. We're going to look at this afternoon. It's called Cobalt.
Does he want more of my money?
He wants 9.95 Quake 2 symbols.
Are they sideways Quake 2 symbols?
Yeah.
That would be euros.
No,
so
is that
in related
damage?
News, the European Union has taken the Quake symbol as the
Haste.
Symbol for their currency.
Haste. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. So
for
if
those
you,
of you who haven't played Quake 2...
It's an old game.
It's
Quake Live.
I like Quake.
Exactly.
Yeah,
go play Quake Live.
Quake
it's free, browser-based, awesome, do it.
And it's more like Quake 3, though.
Yeah. So Cobalt,
yeah, what it
quite
is.
Damaged. Cobalt is I'm not exactly.
Tell us about it.
Well,
isn't that a color?
Isn't
that a rare stone?
No, Cobalt is an awesome platform game featuring several game modes in both same computer multiplayer and single player. Cobalt comes with a game editor where players can also create their own maps and adventures. Cobalt is also a platform game engine that can be used to create new modes or completely new games. Basically, it's a side-scrolling multiplayer game where you play a little robot.
Oh, the screenshots look cool.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. So we will bring you more news. We're going to play this during the week. I tried to pre-order it a couple days ago, but their website is broke. They're working on it. So I am so excited for Cobalt. Okay, now some news that someone else cares about. 3D printers. Do we know what 3D printers are? We know what Minecraft is now. And incidentally, you can use a 3D printer to make things from stuff you make in Minecraft. Just saying.
Apparently, yes.
You want to tell us what a 3D printer is, Chris?
A 3D printer is a device that, just like a regular printer that prints on paper, this prints using like plastic. And with each pass, it builds up a little bit more and actually can build a 3D object, just like printing. And there's basically two different types. There's one that uses, like, actually the plastic goes through it, it melts right. It, and makes a little object. And there's the other that uses lasers in a plastic powder.
So if I lose the gun to my G.I. Joe action figure, I could actually print a new one using a 3D model I download off the internet.
Brand new.
And
I know what I'm doing after the show.
3D printers are currently, the really good ones cost as much as your car. But there are a few projects out there where you can build your own 3D printer. And it cost almost as much as a car to build it.
Yeah. Well, and actually, this is where the news gets really cool. We're all familiar with the MakerBot and the RepRap. You can build your own for between $600 to $800. You can get a pre-built one for a couple $1,000s. A company called 3D Systems has a new product called Cube. It's basically
Cube.
It's basically the iMac of 3D printers. If you check this thing out, it looks kind of sexy. It looks like an appliance. The thing about a lot of 3D printers that you make yourself, it's printing that's a high heel shoe, probably for somebody's Barbie. And actually, I think it shows this little girl.
Well, how tiny is the printer?
Not super big. If you look right here for reference, that's a micro USB slot. So that's probably a 2 or 3 inch. That's probably a 2 inch wide shoe.
Okay, so
it's for making little. This is a home device for making little things. But what's cool is it retails for $1,300, and you can have your own pre-made. Affordable 3D printer for making small stuff, little knickknacks
or coat hangers or stuff like that.
You can almost build a riprap for that plus, like
could build a riprap for less than that.
Well, if you factor in how much it costs in labor for yourself, you're going to spend hundreds of hours.
Yeah, there's a lot of DIY that goes into it,
and hundreds of dollars in like special parts. And then if you have a friend who can print the other parts,
Yeah, what's cool about this, the coolest thing about this, honestly, the news here is that it has a nice, stylish, finished look where most 3D printers, you're not going to
want
that.
They look like an Erector set.
Yeah, it looks like like Legos and Kinects and all that just blew up in your house. So
it looks kind of cool, though.
Look super cool.
Techie kind of way.
Right. It's kind of sleek. It's got a little button on it that you push that does stuff. Seriously? That's the first segment?
It's first segment.
Wow. Okay. That is all for the first segment of That Computer Show, broadcasting live from WOIC and streaming online at thatcomputershow.net. If you want to join on the action, call us at 803-742-1230 and get your technology or pop culture questions answered. If we don't know the answer, we'll make it up. You can also tweet us your questions at TCSJoe with the hashtag ThatComputerShow. We're going to pick them up on the air. Stay tuned and sit tight. That Computer Show will be right back.
Cube.
Source, the number one tire and rim wholesaler in South Carolina. Carolina. Their expert staff guides you to select the right tires or rims on your car, truck, or SUV. Wheel Source 4051A Broad River Road. Offering low prices and great service. Are your rims damaged? Wheel Source will repair or trade away at very low prices. Wheel Source also refurbishes those old rims for wholesale rims, tires, and for expertise. Remember Wheel Source 4051A Broad River Road, Columbia.
Do you want your prescription medicines delivered right to your door? Well, if you're Medicare Part D, Medicaid, or Medicaid HMO, your prescriptions can be delivered to you every month. It's a hassle-free delivery service, and you get it for the same copay you pay at your local pharmacy. Just call Palmetto LTC Pharmacy. The phone number, 877-669-6337. The number again, 877-669-6337. Palmetto LTC Pharmacy, 877-669-6337.
Palmetto Long-Term Care Pharmacy, a subsidiary of MITRX.
So the prosecution concludes its opening statement?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right. Defense attorneys, you may now begin.
When it comes to protecting you and your rights in criminal cases, we don't let go.
For DUI, theft, drug possession, and other charges, the Bolin Law Firm attorneys don't let go. Call the Bolin Law Firm, 951-2230, 951-2230.
NASCAR and Dallas Eagles Automotive Service Center have one thing in common. Their auto technicians work as a team at keeping cars, SUVs, and trucks running to perfection. Dallas Eagles Automotive Center, 1015 Kenley Road, Irmo, has auto technicians that specialize in all types of vehicles. Their team approach gets your vehicles in and out quickly, at low cost. End result, your auto runs perfectly. That's Dallas Eagles Auto Service Center, 1015 Kenley Road in Irmo. Call 749-3984. That's 749-3984. Call today.
At some point, a car ceases to be just a car and becomes an old friend. And no one cares for your friend like your local AAMCO guys. Our technicians are experts in everything from tune-ups to transmissions, with warranties good at nearly 900 locations nationwide. So whether your odometer's reached a new milestone or your check engine light is burning bright, bring your old friend in to AAMCO. People who know call 1-800-GO-AAMCO. AAMCO.
Real Barbecue is not fast food, where barbecue places open 7 days a week. Little Pig's Barbecue is open 4 days per week because their meats are cured in season for days, not hours. That's why they're often the best tasting barbecue in the South. Little Pig's 1, Alpine Road, Little Pig's 2, Broad River Road. Cooking old-style barbecue, tomato, mustard, vinegar-cured barbecue, ribs, shredded pork, fried or baked chicken, collard greens, okra, and dessert, all for one low price. Little Pig's 1, 4927 Alpine Road, or Little Pig's 2, 11210 Broad River Road. Catering is also available.
Are you suffering from lower back pain, stiffness, or stress? Are you overweight? If so, yoga can be the prescription you need. Coming soon, Sun Spirit Yoga Wellness at 735 Meeting Street in West Columbia, where we use a holistic approach for mind, body, and spirit. You can also purchase all of your yoga supplies and more in our Zen-like retail store. Sun Spirit Yoga Wellness, yoga for the everyday person.
Feeling tired during the day and restless sleeping at night? Well, the answer is Awesome Mattress. Awesome Mattress offers low prices on their top pillow top plush T-Firm mattresses. And Awesome Mattress will help you in selecting the mattress best suited for you and your family. So if you want to feel great during the day and get great sleep at night, go to Awesome Mattress, 7201 Park Lane Road. That's 7201 Park Lane Road, Columbia. And your body will say...
Your home is an important investment, yet many homes are built with wooden railings or wooden gates that can erode or attract termites. Your solution? Chariot Ironworks. They've mastered the craft of ornamental ironworks and will design to your specs decorative railing, walkway gates, ornamental fencing, and much more to give your home a royal look. Make your home stand out with genuine wrought iron products that are much longer lasting than wood at low prices. Call Chariot Ironworks, 407-8400, 407-8400, and your home will have that classic look.
The original Bugman Pets Elimination, how come?
Bugman, my home is just...
Just the facts, ma'am.
My home is crawling with roaches and spiders and silverfish, fleas, ants, termites, earwigs, mice, and bed bugs.
And crickets and green weevils?
Yes.
No problem, ma'am. The original Bugman will save you.
Pesky bugs and critters invading your home? Call the original Bugman in Lexington at 951-3111. Get a free consultation and estimate. 951-3111. The original Bugman Pest Elimination. The pest control professionals.
Touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, start formatted, buy it, use it, break it.
And we are back.
What?
That's Laotian for. And we're back with more of That Computer Show. You're listening to us live from thatcomputershow.net.
You speak too much Laotian.
I do.
I can't help it.
Sometimes it comes out. And you're listening to us live from thatcomputershow.net as we broadcast from our super secret bunker at the WOIC studios. Where is it, you might ask? It's super secret. We can't tell you. Duh. Okay.
Google it.
You can Google it, yeah. Now taking call-ins. Call us at 803-742-1230 to get your questions answered. Really, Kyle? Also, if you send us a tweet at TCS Joe with a hashtag pound that computer show.
It's hash. It's not a pound. It's hash.
Well, it's okay. Whatever.
It's
we'll answer your questions. So do it. Get to the chopper. 803-742-1230. And it, you know what? It doesn't have to be about what we're talking about. We'll put our world on pause for you because, well, we care.
Or we'll make fun of you and then I'll
cut
the phone off.
No, Kyle, we won't make fun of you. This is a low-pressure show. If anything, we'll make fun of Kyle. I squash your head. Okay.
Bye-bye, Steven's mic.
SOPA news. We've been talking about SOPA and not just as we wash up behind our ears.
I don't know.
That was kind of funny, right? SOPA?
I don't know.
What is SOPA?
It's this bar. And
that
it's
you wash up behind
no,
your ear.
No, see, I can't join in that. SOPA is the Stop Online Piracy Act, which does nothing to stop online piracy, hence the reason they call it the Stop Online Piracy Act. But it's a bill that's pretty nasty. We talked about it last week. One of the components of this bill would limit connectivities to certain websites via domain name stuff. Basically, like our own little great firewall of China.
So SOPA could too easily be misused to block legitimate traffic.
From what we understand as a community, that's the only thing it could really be used for, because as far as stopping online piracy, it really doesn't do anything to stop online piracy. Okay. It just basically designed to block websites that companies say, hey, block that website. A lot of people have been complaining about it, petitions, websites have been, we talked about last week about Google,
yeah, Kyle had
Wikipedia,
a list before the show, he was talking,
Facebook, Twitter, we're all going to go dark.
Do you remember
this? Reddit, AOL, Google, Reddit, like Wikipedia, stuff like that.
Facebook, Twitter.
Well, I can pull it back up.
I'm pulling some information. This is from Engadget. That just posted that according to this, they're delaying the vote, which is supposed to be on Wednesday. They're okay. Actually delaying the vote on this, so it looks like it's all of our actions have at least swayed the politicians some. We have this doesn't say that they're going to veto it or they're not going to vote on it. It's just being delayed.
Okay.
And some quotation from here, like I said, this just popped up. It must not tamper with the technical architecture of the internet through manipulation of the domain name system. So that's important. That's kind of what we've been shooting for, because that component of the bill would basically break the internet as we know it.
So some of the opponents of the bill are Google, Yahoo, Facebook, Twitter, AOL, LinkedIn, eBay, Mozilla, Roblox, Reddit, Wikimedia Foundation. Let's see.
MianaVision and That Computer Store.
MianaVision and That Computer Store.
Okay, those two.
There's some other specific people.
Now, didn't you say
listed.
Mojang? Because we were talking about Minecraft in the first segment. Actually,
Notch is in complete opposition. Notch and Mojang are in complete opposition of SOPA. So much so that Notch is making Minecraft free to play on the 18th.
Now,
isn't
the 18th like the big day that everybody is going dark?
That was to be the day that we're going to vote on it, I believe.
Okay.
And so, yeah, it looks like it's being delayed, which is good. That's some good news.
I did a little bit of sniffing around during the break, and it's really hard to tell, but apparently Microsoft, who originally was one of the architects of the original bill, they offered some input on the original implementation. They have apparently pulled their support, and from what I'm reading, so has Apple. I can't substantiate that. It's on the internet, and of course, everything
that's
on the internet is
true. That's interesting, because in the beginning, Apple, Microsoft, Sony, And the video game people,
they
basically.
They were some of the ones that started this.
Nintendo. So,
yeah.
They were the ones who started this. In fact, Microsoft and Sony have themselves, in the very beginning, were concerned about, you know, also protecting their game console media as well. They were a big proponent of this bill.
So from what I just read, all three of those have, some more publicly than others, basically pulled their support from the bill. And I can't substantiate that. I saw it on two or three different sites.
Yeah, the XDA Developers Forum also announced that they would go dark at 8 a.m. on the 18th as well.
Wow.
And that's XDA Developers, for those that don't know, that's the basically the language and the platform for developing Windows games and Xbox 360 games.
So if you find that on the 18th that half of your internets don't work, you can't check your AOL email or search your Googles or your Yahoos, that's why. Don't panic. Grab your towel. 42. That's
exactly.
It.
So that's, yeah.
Wow. I got some media news for you. Okay.
Like Blu-ray?
No, more like iPhones and mobile phones being so annoying that. Okay, and I talked about this on the Good Day Columbia, the spot we do on Watch Fox on Wednesday mornings, how we're now starting to see legislation against cell phone usage. You know, as texting gets used on the road and people are, you know, getting in trouble and being dangerous and blah, 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 and irresponsible. Apparently, a gentleman stopped the New York Philharmonic.
Yep. This is kind of funny and not funny at the same time.
Yeah, I kind of feel bad for the guy.
I kind of don't.
Well,
If you know the whole story, you kind of will.
Yeah, well, I do and I don't.
I know that allegedly, yeah.
Well, okay.
I have a family member that just recently got an iPhone, and she didn't hear it ring. So she had me get the bang, 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 the super annoying alarm and turn it all the way up. That was the only way she could hear it ring when it's in her purse. Well, basically, last Tuesday night, New York Philharmonic, allegedly an elderly gentleman with a ringer on loud, towards the end of the symphony, the conductor stopped the entire symphony.
Because his phone was doing the marimba ring.
Yeah, and some people in the audience shouted $1,000 fine.
Kick him out.
Kick him out. The conductor, Alan Gilbert, stopped the entire performance, reportedly asked the gentleman if it would go off again.
He asked in the direction of
right,
the sound.
Right.
At that point in time, nobody knew really whose phone was ringing. I think the conductor might have known and looked in that direction. But even the gentleman whose phone was ringing, he didn't know that it was his phone because the iPhone was apparently was it a gift or it was issued to him by his company or
and
something.
He claims he has, you know, hard of hearing and all that. Okay,
and it wasn't even a ringer; it was an alarm.
Gilbert reported he addressed the audience. Quote: "I apologize. Usually, when there's a disturbance like this, it is best to ignore it because addressing it is sometimes worse than the disturbance itself. But this was so egregious." That's smart people speak for really, really bad.
Thank you.
That I could not allow it.
I imagine the rhythm of that tone was probably throwing the conductor off, too.
Yeah.
He's going to start dancing up there.
It could be. So this is, I mean, I feel bad for the guy that just got shamed in front of the New York Philharmonic audience. Especially, like I said, if it was an elderly gentleman, as he claims, you know, he was, who couldn't hear it, didn't know it was him, whatever. That's embarrassing.
Well, for the story I read, the gentleman said he turned the ringer off on the phone. He wasn't aware that doesn't turn off the alarms. And this wasn't a ringer. It was an alarm.
You know, ironically, when I was in New York, we were in a movie. And iPhone went off. Ringer was off. We made sure. It was like, oh, my Android's off. Oh, your iPhone's turned off. That's cool. And then in the middle of Puss in Boots in 3D, great movie, by the way. A lot of fun. Love Antonio Banderas, even though he doesn't have his curly long hair anymore, whatever. You know, he's still a cool guy. Sorry, that was a little gay. So anyway, an iPhone just starts going off in the middle of a fight scene. But they didn't stop the movie, fortunately.
I bet you got some angry looks.
Well, to continue on, the gentleman actually approached the conductor after the performance and apologized and said, I couldn't turn it off because I just got this thing and the ringer is off and it's an alarm and I'm a Luddite. I don't know how to work it. So,
and a Luddite or a Luddite is smart people speak for someone who sucks with technology.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
It's also known as Amish. No, not really. For all of our Amish listeners. I'm kidding. I'm joking. Rumspringer, it's time to party.
Yeah,
poor guy. So please use your smart devices intelligently. They're smart devices. Don't be dumb. Don't be dumb with your smart devices. Oh, my God, there's a campaign
that
we could do.
Commercial or why do smart people do, or dumb people do start, I don't know. That.
I haven't seen that.
Why do smart people do dumb things with smartphones or whatever? That's the most retarded commercial.
I like that commercial. And in fact, I have two out of the three apps in that commercial.
Goodness.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah, dog. I have some related iNews. Some related iNews.
Don't do it.
Oh, gosh, Kyle. You know the iPhone is made by Foxconn in Japan, right?
I'm beginning to loathe this company again.
Yeah. We used to use Foxconn. Then they got busted for some child labor stuff. We stopped using their components at the store. 300 Foxconn employees threatened suicide over working conditions. Oh, my gosh. Kyle has the Brostash app. Kyle.
Got a sweet Brostash.
300 employees. 300 employees protested the working conditions of Foxconn in China after the company failed to make good on promised compensation. In lieu of the promised raises, workers were told they could quit with compensation or retain their jobs without a pay increase. Most quit and never saw a dime. Factory was shut down. Production was slowed.
Haha, trick two.
Xbox 360s are made there as well, apparently.
And like, pretty much everything electronic. And uses parts from Foxconn.
In 2010, 9 employees committed suicide during a 5-month period.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's pretty terrible.
Pretty much, you know, all the cheap Chinese electronics, Foxconn makes them.
Yeah. This is pretty messed up stuff.
Nintendo.
A lot
Apple,
of them.
Microsoft,
about every computer. Even if it's something as simple as the parallel port connector on the back of your computer, if you still have one of those.
What's a parallel port?
Yeah, it's a piece of stuff that was made in Foxconn.
Does that hook up to a cassette deck?
It does. Yeah, there you go. So, pretty crazy stuff. What's some other? Oh, space junk. We all love space junk, don't we?
Space.
Star. Star.
Space junk expected to crash onto people's heads this Sunday. This time you can blame the Russians.
Is it going to burn up or is it actually going to crash?
Well, okay. The Russian satellite Phobos Grunt.
Huh. Oh, yeah, they just sent this thing up there.
Yeah, and we reported that it was working. They lost contact, and it was working, and it was because it was flying backwards, apparently. I don't know why.
Somebody plugged the USB cable in upside down, and the satellite's like...
The head of the Russian Space Agency actually...
They launched it, and then midair, it flips, and they're like, just leave it.
It'll be fine. Come on. Oh, my gosh. So the head of the Russian Space Agency actually suggested that U.S. agents might have sabotaged the mission, but that might have just been some last-minute CYA, so Comrade Putin doesn't...
Oh, there were some U.S. guys out in the forest, and they're like, and they watched it.
They hit it with a slingshot and made it flip around.
Hey, bud, watch this.
Man, that thing's going to crash down in like 2 weeks.
Shot it with some buckshot. So it's a... Apparently, it's going to crash into the Atlantic Ocean off the coast of Argentina on Sunday, but the estimates seem to be changing regularly, so if you hear a whistling noise and see a shadow above you, run.
What if an Acme crate falls down?
Oh, an anvil?
Or an Acme crate.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
I want to open one of those. It could be anything.
The land of falling anvils. Pretty. So, yeah, look up. It's a bird. It's a plane.
No, it's a failed Russian satellite.
Falling on your head.
Well, I think they doomed it by naming it Phobos to begin with.
Yeah.
Well, with Phobos Grunt. It was supposed to, land on Mars? Or it was a probe? Or,
well, apparently it was misconfigured not to land on Mars, but to land on a Mars bar, which somebody somewhere has got a surprise.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Anyway, what else do I have? Oh, more space news. Scientists recreate the atmosphere of Venus on the Earth. While the atmosphere of Uranus is apparently already all over the place.
Actually, the atmosphere of Uranus is composed somewhat of methane.
Wow.
And I hear they have wind speeds of 560 miles an hour.
Oh. Okay. Let's trying to give this news with a serious spin. Scientists of NASA have created a testing chamber that can recreate the atmosphere...
We didn't even get a sentence in.
Oh, and there's a look at you.
Also known as the bathroom. Scientists at NASA have created a testing chamber that can recreate the atmosphere of Venus. This will help them create a probe.
They have a funnel and a tube.
That can withstand the toxic 855 degree Fahrenheit, 89 times the pressure of Earth atmosphere.
And that stinks.
That... Wow. Yeah, basically, so, okay, Venus is, the atmosphere is carbon dioxide, sulfuric acid, and hydrogen fluoride gas.
Yeah, it's pretty nasty stuff. The Russians sent a few, and we did too, sent some probes.
Forward this time, not backwards.
To Venus, and they both failed. We knew they were going to fail. It was just too hot, and they just started, like, basically melting. You know,
because at that temperature, lead is liquid.
Yes, and the electronics start to fail, and the high sulfuric acid content eats away at components and the metal.
Don't circuit board, well, not now, but circuit board solder has...
It does have, yeah.
Has lead in it.
The solder, if they miscalculated the temperatures, yes, the solder would melt at those temperatures, yes. So it would be like an Xbox. It would just, stop.
So it actually is more dangerous than Uranus, even if you've had chili.
Uranus is actually pretty cold, apparently.
The planet.
Yes, the planet.
Cold. Let's move on. I think we just got a call from the FCC. So we're gonna change our tack. Chris, you have something to talk about to save me from this stinking news?
I have a couple of things.
Hit me with something smart.
Well, CES is going on, or has gone on, or did
its
thing.
Consumer Electronics Show. Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, I saw something from that, too. That's
did
cool.
You?
Yes.
We don't care. Chris is talking. He's got the talking stick.
Well, a few years ago, Sony wowed the crowd at CES with the XEL1, which is a 7-inch organic LED panel that had, like, a 1,000,000-to-1 contrast ratio, a full color gamut, a cute Japanese girl pointing at its beautiful screen. It was cool. Well, the only
one of those
OLED screens we've actually been able to use or see are the 4-inch ones on a few phones.
Oh, snap.
Well, LG brought it with the 55VM9600. The 55 in the model number.
Which wins the CES award for the worst model
name.
Yeah,
right? The 55-inch, 55 stands for the size. It's a 55-inch organic LED screen. Now, OLED is a bit different than the LCD panels you may have in your home. Even the ones that say LED in the modeling, this just uses an LED backlight. Those panels make an image by passing light through a liquid crystal. So you need a light source behind the crystals to see the image.
And it's got
to
be bright.
Yeah. With OLED, the image is made with organic light-emitting diodes, sort of like the lights on your desk clock, only really, really small and very bright. Each pixel of the screen is made up of these teeny light sources, so you get a near infinite contrast ratio.
Ooh.
It's either on or off. No light source that you have to filter to black. It's just on or off. And to further improve the brightness of this particular TV, LG uses not just the familiar red, green, and blue LEDs. They also added a white one as well.
For brightness.
Yeah, it also cut cost. So, because this panel, there's no pricing information given in the article.
Right.
Because it's beautiful. It's very, very thin, like Olsen twin thin. 4 millimeters thickness, and it's just one millimeter.
That's like 3 credit cards on top of each other.
Yes. 1 millimeter bezel around the edge, so you just about can't see it if you're standing a foot away. And you can't have it. You cannot have it.
Obviously.
Until September.
That's cool.
When it comes out.
I want to see what the production model looks like, because there's like, it's so thin that I don't see where I could plug in my computer, my cables, my power plug.
And this particular model, all that is plugged into the base.
Ah, so now, all your bays belong to us.
This TV not only took best in its category at CES, it took best of show.
At Westminster 20, so it's the nicest dog in the... No, that's... Sorry. If you say best in show, that's immediately what I think.
The TV, I mean, it's beautiful. And what's exciting to me is not necessarily this TV.
Now, it does 3D, right?
It does 3D.
Oh, my gosh, I can watch Tron on it.
It's got a near an infinite contrast ratio because, you know, when the pixels are off, they're just off.
Off.
It's super bright. There's no bezel around it. So
you could just stick this on your wall and be like...
Yeah, it's... Or if it's even floating around like a few feet from the wall.
I just had an awesome idea. Put this instead of like, okay, this is total like super sci-fi stuff. Put this on your wall. And then on the other side of your wall outside, put a webcam. So that you actually have a window.
The thing I was going to talk about.
The outside
is,
oh my gosh.
It's a blind.
You could just have a window.
But it's a digital blind that's like an Android tablet, but it's a blind. And you can actually see outside, but people can't see in.
So you can walk around naked.
And
I mean,
you can view the weather. You can go open
like
a browser.
Like in TV shows.
Yeah, you can open.
You could
also. Oh my god! That
you
is
could
super
play
cool.
Angry Birds against the treetop background.
Yeah, so you could be in your kitchen and you could open up the super blinds.
Super blind.
And then pull up a recipe for pasta and then make pasta in your kitchen.
I can't
your...
see the pasta for the sunset.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, that's so cool. I want one. Yeah. It's like the future. Where's my flying car?
Can't have one.
Yeah. Actually, apparently they stopped trying to make flying cars and they are going to make planes that can drive.
The whole idea of a flying car is just...
I love it.
Have you seen Highway 26? These people are operating in two dimensions and can't get it right. You know, we want to put them in three dimensions? I mean, no.
I think law enforcement and emergency vehicles should have three-dimensional cars. Three-dimensional cars.
We have three-dimensional cars,
No, we
Kyle.
Have two-dimensional cars.
No,
they're all
we
flat.
Are not. Hi, Mr. Stickman. This is Miss Circle Girl. No. Mm-mm. That's super cool. I had some other kind of cool CES news.
Too bad.
Oh, the XPRIZE. You guys know the XPRIZE is, right?
No.
Okay.
DARPA, like, oh, no, this is the one where you're going to space.
Yeah, that was the X-plane or what, or the X, yeah. Anyway, okay, it's a global competition with the aim of improving the lot of humanity through invention. This year's XPRIZE is a $10 million pot of money.
Wow.
For the person that can build a Star Trek tricorder. Like, one that works, not just like, it's a really good model of a tricorder.
Didn't they do that a couple years ago? We talked about it on that computer show.
They're getting close. They're getting close, but the one that they created was a little different. It wasn't quite as functional. They want a, you know what? We'll talk about it, because this is really cool, geeky news. That is all for the second? Yeah, okay. Of That Computer Show, broadcasting live from AM 1230 WOIC and streaming from thatcomputershow.net. We're going to be back after the break with more news and knowledge. Hopefully I can untwist my tongue. Stay tuned and sit tight. That Computer Show will be right back.
Source, the number one tire and rim wholesaler in South Carolina. Their expert staff guides you to select the right tires or rims on your car, truck, or SUV. Wheel Source, 4051A Broad River Road. Offering low prices and great service. Are your rims damaged? Wheel Source will repair or trade away at very low prices. Wheel Source also refurbishes those old rims for wholesale rims, tires, and for expertise. Remember Wheel Source, 4051A Broad River Road, Columbia.
Do you want your prescription medicines delivered right to your door? Well, if you're Medicare Part D, Medicaid, or Medicaid HMO, your prescriptions can be delivered to you every month. It's a hassle-free delivery service, and you get it for the same copay you pay at your local pharmacy. Just call Palmetto LTC Pharmacy. The phone number, 877-669-6337. The number again, 877-669-6337. Palmetto LTC Pharmacy, 877-669-6337.
Palmetto Long-Term Care Pharmacy, a subsidiary of MITRX.
So the prosecution concludes its opening statement?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right. Defense attorneys, you may now begin.
When it comes to protecting you and your rights in criminal cases, we don't let go.
For DUI, theft, drug possession, and other charges, the Bolin Law Firm attorneys don't let go. Call the Bolin Law Firm, 951-2230, 951-2230.
NASCAR and Dallas Eagles Automotive Service Center have one thing in common. Their auto technicians work as a team in keeping cars, SUVs, and trucks running to perfection. Dallas Eagles Automotive Center, 1015 Kenley Road, Irmo, has auto technicians that specialize in all types of vehicles. Their team approach gets your vehicles in and out quickly, at low cost. End result, your auto runs perfectly. That's Dallas Eagles Auto Service Center, 1015 Kenley Road in Irmo. Call 749-3984. That's 749-3984. Call today.
At some point, a car ceases to be just a car and becomes an old friend. And no one cares for your friend like your local AMCO guys. Our technicians are experts in everything from tune-ups to transmissions, with warranties good at nearly 900 locations nationwide. So whether your odometer's reached a new milestone or your check engine light is burning bright, bring your old friend in to AMCO. People who know call 1-800-GO-AMCO. AA MCO.
Real Barbecue is not fast food, where barbecue places open 7 days a week. Little Pig's Barbecue is open 4 days per week because their meats are cured in season for days, not hours. That's why they're often the best tasting barbecue in the South. Little Pig's 1, Alpine Road, Little Pig's 2, Broad River Road. Cooking old-style barbecue, tomato, mustard, vinegar-cured barbecue, ribs, shredded pork, fried or baked chicken, collard greens, okra, and dessert. All for one low price. Little Pig's 1, 4927 Alpine Road, or Little Pig's 2, 11210 Broad River Road. Catering is also available.
Are you suffering from lower back pain, stiffness, or stress? Are you overweight? If so, yoga can be the prescription you need. Coming soon, Sun Spirit Yoga Wellness at 735 Meeting Street in West Columbia, where we use a holistic approach for mind, body, and spirit. You can also purchase all of your yoga supplies and more in our Zen-like retail store. Sun Spirit Yoga Wellness, yoga for the everyday person.
Feeling tired during the day and restless sleeping at night? Well, the answer is Awesome Mattress. Awesome Mattress offers low prices on their top pillow top plush T-firm mattresses. And Awesome Mattress will help you in selecting the mattress best suited for you and your family. So if you want to feel great during the day and get great sleep at night, go to Awesome Mattress, 7201 Park Lane Road. That's 7201 Park Lane Road, Columbia. And your body will say...
Your home is an important investment, yet many homes are built with wooden railings or wooden gates that can erode or attract termites. Your solution? Chariot Ironworks. They've mastered the craft of ornamental ironworks and will design to your specs decorative railing, walkway gates, ornamental fencing, and much more to give your home a royal look. Make your home stand out with genuine wrought iron products that are much longer lasting than wood at low prices. Call Chariot Ironworks, 407-8400, 407-8400, and your home will have that classic look.
The original Bugman Pets Elimination, how
come? Bugman, my home is just...
Just the facts, ma'am.
My home is crawling with roaches and spiders and silverfish, fleas, ants, termites, earwigs, mice, and bed bugs.
And crickets and grain weevils?
Yes.
No problem, ma'am. The original Bugman will save you.
Pesky bugs and critters invading your home? Call the original Bugman in Lexington at 951-3111. Get a free consultation and estimate. 951-3111. The original Bugman pest elimination. The pest control professionals.
Touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, start formatted, buy it, use it, break it, fix it, track it.
And we are back with the third and final segment of That Computer Show. Remember, we're taking your call-ins. Be brave and call us. I know that sometimes when we're chatting our brains off, we have people who will like contact us after the show and be like, I was afraid to interrupt because you're funny. Well, we are funny. That's true.
Well, but you're funny.
You're funny looking.
Looking.
803-742.
Thank you, Kyle, for the Wayne's World DVD.
1230.
It refreshed my sense of
I'm glad.
Canadian infused humor.
So we were talking about the XPRIZE. They want the device. They basically want you to make a tricorder. And if you ever watch Star Trek, the tricorder was kind of that, it can do anything, all-encompassing.
Here's the problem with that, though. Some company is going to invent this device, and it's going to be awesome, and they're never going to be able to release it. You want to know why?
Why?
CBS will sue them.
Well, if they call it a tricorder,
they
no.
CBS has already sued and gotten. You can't get the cool tricorder app that we had for our Android phones.
Yeah,
you can't get it anymore.
Oh, really?
Because it uses all the sensory devices in your Android phone to like
but
tell you all kinds
this,
of cool.
But it uses their interface.
Yeah, and because it was called a tricorder app, CBS said no.
Wow. Well, he should release it as the retricorder, R-E-T-R-Y, and you know, get around that. So the requirements are the device has to be portable, wireless, and have a maximum weight of 5 pounds. It would have to be able to use sensors to scan, analyze samples, and record vital statistics of a patient. The winning gadget, if anyone manages to produce it, will revolutionize healthcare. The competition is designed to address the inefficient, expensive, and inertia-bound healthcare system in the United States and elsewhere. And you're right. We did talk last year or the year before about a device that was being made that could do a lot of this stuff. Basically, you took the device.
Actually, I remember us talking about it in the studio, so it was probably more than 3 years
ago. Yeah, you're right. And you had to actually put it on the person, and it would use sensors to do diagnostic stuff.
Yeah, it was based on a tablet of that era. 3 years ago.
Pretty interesting. So, you know, somebody might win it, and CBS might sue them. But maybe not. We can always hope.
Well, can I talk about this? During the break.
What do you want to talk about?
The TSA thing.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay, during the break, I was just funny. Browsing through, and I found this on Slashdot. According to NBC, NBC reports that airport travelers left behind $409,085.56.
And 50 cents, oh, they have it down to the penny.
And loose change at security checkpoints in 2010, providing an additional source of funding for the Transportation Security Administration. I'm quoting, the TSA puts the leftover money in a jar at the security checkpoint. That's a big freaking jar.
It's a big jar.
At the end of each shift, they take it, count it, and put it in an envelope and send it to the finance office. So, Nico Melendez says, it's amazing that all that change, it all adds up. She adds, that money goes into the general operating budget for the TSA that is typically used for technology, light bulbs, or just overall general expenses, like x-ray machines and, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, full body scanners.
This is quite interesting. That's a lot of loose change. Oh, and this is funny here. It says the recovered change is not to be confused with the theft that occurs when TSA agents augment their salary by helping themselves to the contents of passengers' luggage as it passes through the security checkpoints. In 2009, a half dozen TSA agents at Miami International Airport, just this one airport, were charged with grand theft after boosting an iPad, bottles of perfume, cameras, a GPS system, purse, HP notebooks, all kinds of stuff. And that's just from one airport.
So maybe they should use that money to increase their human resources and hiring and screening practices.
I honestly think we need to go do away with the TSA. So
Wow, Wubsy. That's what I got to say about it. Wow.
Yeah.
You watch that show?
I used to. Yeah, Wow, Wubsy's pretty awesome, man.
I don't know if I believe you at all.
Have you ever watched it?
Not in a serious manner.
Dude, you like SpongeBob.
Look.
Well, that's all I'm saying. Done. Moving on.
SpongeBob.
One laptop per child. We've talked about this many a time.
Over the course of the past couple of years.
Yeah, the one laptop per child initiative. Apparently, it's getting revived with a hip tablet version. The XO3O, ruggedized for rough handling. It's got a wraparound cover, kind of like an iPad 2 Smart cover. The removable cover has a built-in solar panel and battery so that you can leave it outside and charge it while you're using the tablet indoors. That's kind of cool.
That is very cool.
It's not super, super high-end, obviously. It's a Marvel Armada processor with 512 megs of RAM, 4 gigs of storage, low power consumption. It even has a hand crank to get you about 10 minutes of computer use for every 1 minute you're cramming. Yeah. And it's the operating system's either going to be Android or Sugar OS. This is pretty cool stuff, though, because the screenies I'm looking at, it's got a color display. I like the solar panel.
I want a hand crank on my devices that are battery powered. Like, it's like, oh crap, oh crap, oh crap.
Yeah, I played with one of the old XO, one of the old OL PCs, and to be honest, I was really underwhelmed.
Really?
Yeah. It honestly, the little $35 VTech laptops you got at like Toys R Us seemed better.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, that's just my personal impression. But they've come a long way since I first played, you know, with those. I'd like to get my hands on one of these. Maybe we could do a review or something.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, that'd be super cool. Because it's a great initiative, especially when you're talking globally. You know, we want kids to learn about technology, but I don't think we want kids to rely on technology. There's a soapbox there I'm not going to step on. But you got anything? Oh, yeah, actually, hold on. I got to set this up for you, Chris.
Oh, dear.
And now, in our Worthless News You Can't Use segment, Chris tells us some of the top 100 rated products from Amazon.com.
Oh, they're such liars.
I'm looking at a site called Topazon, which claims to list the top 100 highest rated products on Amazon.com. And some of these things are quite useless, but some are not. Like the long lost cereal box. Okay, what this is Rice Krispie Treats cereal. You remember this. It was really good. You can't really get it in most grocery stores. You can on Amazon for $13.87 for a pack of 4 boxes of cereal. That's kind of useful.
I wonder
how old
it is, though.
Anyway, well, it's Rice Krispies treat cereal. It wasn't really that great. But some of these devices are pretty cool, like the pizza thing, and it's actually called the pizza oven thing. It's one of those rotary pizza cookers. It does a really good job of cooking either frozen or homemade pizzas. It's $49. gets a rating of 4.69 stars. Yeah, there are some other useless devices like nonstick baking liners and staplers and things like that, but some of these things are pretty cool.
Microwave pasta maker.
I have been waiting, and this is one of those things you don't really get a chance to try out because they're so expensive, but when you're in the market for one, it would be really cool if somebody else bought it and they wrote a great review, and that's a home theater projector. They're just now starting to enter into the price range where normal people can afford high-definition projectors that actually work really well. And here we have the Epson 8350 home cinema, and it gets glaring reviews, and it's only $1,200, which, you know, that's a lot to spend on a projector, but this thing is HD, 1080p, has a lot of great features, and looks really well. Even in a well-lit room, you can see the picture because it's so bright.
That's pretty crazy.
There's an electric wok for $100. I think it's a great review. And then, of course, my favorite, the Three Wolf Moon t-shirt.
Oh, the Three Wolf
Moon. Only $35. And according to this, reviewers say that it's the same price as other t-shirts that only feature one wolf moon.
Three wolves for the price of one.
Yes, so with a great deal there.
Isn't that the shirt that Zach Galifianakis wore in?
that's why it's so popular. But you know what's interesting here about this site? Hand weights.
Yeah.
But 4.6 stars after 10 reviews. And that's listed as one of the top 100 highest rated.
So I could rate something 5 stars and be the only review and have one of the highest rated products ever.
Ever.
Yeah. Your product might be listed right next to the gluten-free pancake mix.
That's the one I was looking at. That's cool, man.
We should put a Death Star on there and rate it. 5 stars, fully armed and operational.
It's fully armed and operational, ladies and gentlemen.
One of the things missing from this is a Team Fortress 2 hat. I don't really see one of those on.
Yeah, that should definitely be on the top 100 Amazon.
Way too many of those hats to just market one, though.
True.
But which is the best one? I mean, if I'm going to pay $100 for a virtual hat in a video game,
It's got to sparkle.
Well, yeah, it's either got to be on fire, and it's got to be a weird color, or it's got to sparkle. Lots of criteria.
So, now, in our totally worthless social media news that you could completely have lived without had we not brought it to you segment, houseplants can now tweet to you that they need feeding.
I want some water.
The last plant that asked for food ate somebody.
Audrey 2, Little Shop of Horrors, gentlemen. And apparently...
Feed me, Seymour. Feed me now.
That was such a great movie. Rick Moranis, I love that version. Kyle has no idea what I'm talking about. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is all the time we have for this week's That Computer Show. We'll be back next week with more of That Computer Show Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on WOIC and on thatcomputershow.net. Hit us up during the week at thatcomputershow.net to get downloads, blog posts, past episodes, and more. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at TCSJoe. Tweet with us and join in on the fun. Remember, if you're not our Facebook friend, you're not a good person. Facebook.com/thatcomputerstore. Until next week, this is Steven.
This is Chris.
And this is
listening
Kyle.
Oh, thanks, Kyle. And you've been listening to
That Computer Show.
On this morning's Daybreak USA, we were joined by acclaimed...